Chapter 1, Sylvia's Lesbian Awakening. My name is Sylvia Thornton, and I recently had a wonderful experience that changed my life forever. 2 days ago, I made love to another woman for the first time, and I know this may seem a bit too early to say, but I now consider myself a lesbian. Until 2 days ago, I had no idea that having sex with another woman would be so sensual and romantic and so beautiful. When I kissed her soft lips, the feeling was indescribably erotic, and the sweet taste of her pretty mouth sent orgasmic tingles through my whole body. The softness and curves of her body were simply amazing, and I wondered why I hadn't tried this years ago. The woman I made love to is my 25-year-old student named Paula, whom I've been teaching cello to for the past 6 weeks. I'm a freelance cello teacher, and I have about 24 students who come to my house each week for lessons. But more about that later. Every year, I have a checkup to make sure I don't have any serious health problems. My previous doctor had retired since my last appointment, so I started searching online for a new doctor. I don't feel very comfortable having my private parts examined by a male doctor, so I was looking for a female doctor. As I scrolled down the page, I didn't see anything that caught my eye on the first two results pages. But after I clicked on the third page, I noticed a very interesting website title. It was called Lesbian Clinic, which I thought was either a joke or something to do with porn, perhaps. Anyway, curiosity got the better of me, so I clicked on the link, and a very professional-looking website popped up. After reading some of the information, it seemed like a very legitimate facility. I still thought it was a bit weird, though. I mean, come on, a clinic just for lesbians? The next day, I phoned the clinic and asked them about their services. The young woman on the phone sounded nice, and when I found out that all their doctors are female, I decided to go ahead and make an appointment. But before I could make an appointment, the receptionist told me that I would have to answer some personal questions, as the clinic had some very strict regulations concerning the type of patients that they allow there. She first asked if I was a biological female, which I told her that I was. Then she asked me if I am a lesbian, to which I told her that I had only become a lesbian about 2 weeks ago. She also asked me if I had anything to do with men sexually in the last 6 months, to which I replied, definitely not. She said, that's great. Then went ahead and set the appointment for 9 o'clock on Tuesday, the 30th of September, which was almost 3 weeks in advance. When I let out a sigh due to the appointment being so far in advance, she apologized and told me that the 30th was the earliest they could get me in, and that they were very busy most of the time. She told me that I would be seeing Dr. Natalia Solaviva, and asked me to arrive 20 minutes early to fill out the paperwork. She also said that the appointment will take a couple of hours and to make sure I schedule enough time for it. Then, just as I was about to hang up, she said, oh wait, there's one last thing. You'll need to bring an extra pair of panties for your visit. I said, okay, and hung up the phone. Then all these crazy thoughts ran through my head as I wondered why I would need an extra pair of panties. The day before my appointment, I decided to check this clinic out to make sure it actually existed and was not some sleazy joint in a slum area or something. However, when I arrived at the address I got from the website, I could see that it was located in a very upscale complex in what looked to be a very affluent neighborhood. There were also many other medical facilities nearby. On the front of the clinic, there was a huge sign that said Lesbian Clinic. I parked my car and walked up to the front door, and just as I was about to enter, the door swung open, and a very rough-looking woman came out cussing at the clinic staff. She looked at me and said, "Honey, I hope you can prove that you're a real lesbian, because they will refuse service if they even suspect that you fucked a guy in the last 6 months." I thought to myself, I should be okay because I haven't had sex with a man for at least the past year. I entered the building and was greeted by a lovely receptionist who asked me if I had an appointment. I told her my appointment was for tomorrow and I just wanted to familiarize myself with the location and confirm my appointment in person. She asked my name and date of birth, and then after looking me up on the computer, she told me that the appointment is confirmed for tomorrow at 9 a.m. She also reminded me to come in about 20 minutes early and not to forget to bring an extra pair of panties. Then I leaned in and whispered to her and asked, "Do you know why I need to bring an extra pair of panties with me?" She said, "I can't really say, but I can assure you it's nothing to worry about." I also asked her if this clinic is really only for lesbians. And she said, "Yes, we only accept true lesbians here. Not only that, but you have to be a lesbian to even work here." So all the doctors, nurses, and clerical staff, including myself, are all lesbians. I looked at her with a shocked look on my face and said, "Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for the info." She said, "You're very welcome. Please feel free to have a look around the lobby before you leave." I told her I would see her tomorrow, and to which she responded with a cute smile as her eyes wandered down to my tits and said, "I definitely hope so." I thought to myself, yep, she's a lesbian. I looked around the waiting room, and I could see that there were about a dozen women waiting to be called. Some of them appeared to be couples, and one couple in particular caught my eye, not only because they were stunningly gorgeous, but because they were kissing each other quite passionately. Then I noticed that all the wall decorations were giant prints of women in intimate situations with other women. I could feel the heat rising between my legs as I admired the pictures. On one side of the room, there was a picture of two women kissing passionately, and next to it was a picture of two women holding hands as they walked through a grassy field. Then, on the opposite wall, there was a picture of two beautiful brides, both dressed in gorgeous white wedding gowns, holding hands as they walked down the aisle. And next to it was a picture of two gorgeous women lying in bed, looking into each other's eyes as if they had just woken up in the morning. Just looking at the pictures and watching the lesbian couple kissing sent tingles up my spine and gave me goosebumps all over my body. I was so intrigued, and I couldn't wait to see what was in store for me tomorrow. I gave the receptionist a wave before walking out the door and heading back to the parking lot. When I got back to my car, I spread my legs and ran my hand up my skirt and down the front of my panties and started fingering myself, all while thinking how pretty that receptionist was and also that gorgeous lesbian couple who were kissing each other. Then suddenly, I had to stop myself when a large truck parked right beside me. Because the truck was so much higher than my car, the driver would have a perfect view of my whole body. I immediately stopped what I was doing and drove home. But I was still so horny thinking about what I saw today at that lesbian clinic and how I will be so excited to attend my appointment tomorrow. Now, about my first lesbian experience with my student Paula. She had been coming to my house for the last 6 weeks for cello lessons, and we had become very good friends during that time. Paula is a very attractive young woman. She has a very well-proportioned body with perfect breasts, a very slim waist, and an ass to die for. Her dirty blonde hair is very long and straight and goes all the way down to her ass. It's so vibrant, especially when it catches the light in a certain way. Her perfectly tanned legs are long and shapely, and the texture is so smooth that they actually shine. Paula always presents herself with perfect makeup and very stylish clothes. When she smiles, her rosy cheeks produce these cute dimples on each side of her mouth. It's really the cutest thing to see. Up until now, I had never been with a woman before, but I had thought about it often, and on many occasions, I found myself stealing glances at Paula's gorgeous legs. It was 6 p.m. when Paula arrived for her lesson, and as usual, we chatted for a while and enjoyed some refreshments that I had prepared earlier. Paula was my last student for the day, so we could spend some extra time chatting and enjoying each other's company. During the cello lesson, Paula was having some trouble on a certain classical piece that she needed to learn for an upcoming recital. She just couldn't seem to get her fingers moving where they needed to go. So I walked around and stood behind her so I could reach over and show her a different finger pattern that would make it easier for her. As I leaned over the top of her, I placed my left arm over her shoulder so that I could access the neck of the cello, and I put my right hand on her right shoulder to support myself. I leaned down and my face was right next to the right side of her head. I was so close that I could smell her lovely scent. And as I looked to my left, I could see how soft and elegant her neck was. And I had to resist the urge to turn my head and plant a soft kiss on her pretty earlobe. Then, as I focused on the task at hand, I showed her a different finger pattern to try out. She picked it up right away and was now playing the piece perfectly. She was so excited that she was able to play the piece and so grateful for my expertise that she put the cello on its stand, stood up, and hugged me. Her body felt so nice pressed up against mine, and I didn't want to let her go. I think she felt the same way too, as she kept holding me longer than a normal hug would last. Then, after the hug finally ended, we stood there holding each other's hands, staring into each other's eyes like we were frozen in time. Then Paula put her right hand up and cupped the left side of my face. I tilted my head to the left to squeeze her hand between my head and shoulder to show her that I enjoyed the feel of her soft hand touching me. Then I heard Paula say in the softest voice, "You are so beautiful, Sylvia." I didn't know how to respond, so I just smiled into her pretty eyes. Then our faces were magically drawn to each other. I instinctively put my right hand around the back of Paula's neck, combing my fingers into her silky, smooth, blonde hair, and drew her into me. We tilted our heads and closed our eyes as our lips met for the first time. It was a soft touch of slightly parted lips at first. But after a few seconds, our lips parted wide as our mouths locked together in a passionate French kiss. Our tongues were dancing on each other in a circular motion inside our mouths as we continued kissing with a delicious lust that I had never before known in my life. I couldn't believe how sweet and soft her lovely lips were, and no matter how deeply we kissed, I just couldn't get enough of her. After about 10 minutes of making out, we broke our kiss and looked at each other. Paula had tears in her eyes and said, "Sylvia, I have had the feelings for you since the first time I saw you all those weeks ago. I didn't tell you this because I didn't want things to become awkward between us. But just to let you know, I am a lesbian and have been for most of my life." I put both my hands up and cupped her pretty face. Then I looked into her eyes and said, "I don't know what's come over me, Paula. I have never been with a woman before. But after that sweet kiss, you have ignited a fire inside my soul. And all I can think of right now is how bad I want you." I grabbed Paula by her hand and we literally ran into my bedroom. Once inside, I turned around and pushed Paula against the back of my bedroom door and moved in on those lovely lips again. Paula said, "I want you too, Sylvia. I'm gonna show you just how pleasurable being a lesbian can be. A pleasure that can only be experienced by two women in love. Once you experience how erotic and sensual sex can be with a woman, you will never want to go back to men." We then started frantically stripping each other, and every time a piece of clothing was removed, we went back to kissing and groping each other. Eventually, we were both completely naked and were lustfully drawn into each other's arms and wildly devoured each other's soft lips as we continued our deep kissing. While we kissed, we moved our hands all over each other's body, and I just couldn't believe how wonderful it felt. Paula's body felt so smooth and so shapely in my arms. I kept running my hands down to her ass and then up to the top of her back, and every time my hands felt the deep, womanly arch of the small of her back, my pussy tingled. I thought to myself, feeling a woman's curvy body is way sexier than anything I've ever experienced in the past. When I felt her hard nipples rubbing on mine, I felt jolts of electricity shoot through my whole body. My desire for this gorgeous young woman caused me to throw all caution to the wind, and I didn't care that what we were doing is considered taboo. In fact, being so naughty only heightened my arousal and made me feel more motivated. Any inhibitions I had about making love to another woman were gone as fast as the first taste of her sweet lips. Paula then took charge and pushed me onto my bed and climbed on top of me. I wrapped my arms around her smooth feminine body and pulled her to me. We frantically kissed and necked each other with such passion that my whole body tingled from head to toe. Our nipples kept grazing each other's tits, causing them to harden even further and reminding us that we were making love to another woman. Our legs intertwined, and when I felt Paula's thigh rubbing on my clit, I let out an uncontrollable moan. She then whispered in my ear and said, "I want to taste you, Sylvia. I want to lick your cunt and make you moan. I want to make you a lesbian like me. Do you want to be a lesbian, Sylvia? Tell me. Say it. Say, I want to be a lesbian." I was so fucking horny after hearing Paula talking dirty to me, and as I looked into her eyes, I said, "Yes, I want to be a lesbian. Please make me a lesbian like you, Paula." Then she started moving down my body, And once her face was level with my pussy, she said, "Spread those lovely legs, darling. Show me your gaping cunt. I want to see how wet you are." I did what she asked, and I felt so horny lying there with my legs spread wide and my pussy open and wet, ready for some forbidden sex with another woman. The way Paula was gazing at my sex was having an amazing effect on me. Although she wasn't yet touching me down there, I could feel my pussy convulsing. Then she started kissing the inside of my thighs, and at the same time, she stroked and caressed the outside of my thighs with her hands. It felt so wonderful, and as Paula got closer to my snatch, I started moaning in pleasure as I felt her lovely hair caressing my pussy, which caused my lips to swell. Eventually, Paula stuck out her tongue and flicked it on the hood covering my clit. I flinched when she did that, and I could feel my cunt pulsing as my cream started to ooze out of me. Then, as she licked harder, my clit became erect, and I could feel it poking out from under its hood. Paula kept licking it and driving me crazy. She looked into my eyes and said, "I love eating pussy, and yours is so delicious, Sylvia." Oh, yeah. Then she stuck her tongue inside my slit and fucked it in and out of me. Then she brought up one of her hands and started running her thumb over my clit. I could feel a huge orgasm building, and after a few seconds, I bucked my hips violently as I came and came like I had never came before. I thought to myself, Paula was right. I had never felt pleasure this intense before, and until just a few seconds ago, I don't think I've ever experienced a real orgasm. But Paula wasn't finished with me. She crawled up on top of me and started devouring my tits. She sucked and bit my erect nipples feverishly. And at the same time, she put a hand down between my legs and penetrated me with her long, slender middle finger. She pushed it deep inside me while twisting it back and forth in a screwing motion. As this gorgeous woman continued to fuck me, she said, "Your cunt feels so tight around my finger, Sylvia. I could feel the walls of your cunt convulsing as I thrust in and out of you. I think you really like getting screwed by a woman, don't you?" I moaned as I looked into Paula's eyes once again and said, "Yes, I love it. I love being fucked by another woman. I'm a lesbian and I love it." Then I couldn't control myself anymore, and I started screaming in pleasure as I came all over Paula's slender finger. She pulled her dripping finger out of me and put it straight in her mouth and sucked it dry. After licking her lips to gather up any pussy juice that may have escaped, she said, "You taste like a real lesbian, Sylvia." After my second earth-shattering orgasm, I told Paula that I wanted to taste her. I told her that I wouldn't be a real lesbian until I ate another woman's cunt. Paula smiled at me and said, "Okay, sweetheart, come and get me." She then laid down on her back and spread her legs as wide as she could. I was instantly aroused at the lovely sight before me. Paula's open slit looked like a pretty flower, I thought, and the scent was so alluring to me. Although I'd never done this before, I didn't have any hesitation to go down on her and taste my first pussy. As my face got closer, I could see Paula's cunt pulsating in contemplation of being eaten. I could see her cream oozing out of her hole every time her pussy lips convulsed. And I wanted to taste it so bad. I moved in closer and stuck out my tongue and licked her creamy slit all the way up her opening to her clit. Paula started moaning softly and then started to buck her hips upward to try to get more pressure against my tongue. I hooked my hands under her spread thighs and curled them around to the front of them. Then I pulled Paula harder into my lapping tongue, which made her scream in ecstasy as she flooded my face with love juice. After she settled down, Paula smiled and said, "Congratulations, Sylvia. You are now a full-blown lesbian." I smiled back at her and said, "Thank you, Paula. I'm so glad you awakened the lesbian inside of me." This wonderful night of hot sex I had with Paula is only the beginning of something very special. I fell so in love with Paula, and she told me she feels the same way. We plan to have a long-term relationship as a lesbian couple, and that really excites me. Chapter 2, The Appointment, Part 1. Today is Tuesday, the day of my appointment at the clinic with Dr. Solaviva. I'm really excited about my visit to the lesbian clinic. Knowing that all the staff are lesbians has given me confidence and motivation to visit a doctor instead of the negative outlook I usually have when it comes to medical checkups. I didn't eat anything for breakfast just in case they will schedule a blood draw and need me to fast. So I just showered and got dressed. I was feeling a little naughty, so I put on some sexy lingerie in the hope that the medical staff at the clinic will get a thrill out of it. I dressed in a knee-length skirt and a loose-fitting blouse. I put on my makeup, fixed my hair, slipped into some heels, and then checked myself out in the full-length mirror. I am a 24-year-old brunette, tall and shapely, with C-cup breasts and a great set of curvy hips. I'm very happy with what I see in the mirror and feel very confident to go out in public. The drive to the clinic was trouble-free regarding traffic. It only took about 20 minutes or so. On the way over, I smiled to myself as I got excited about the idea of having the soft hands of the lesbian medical staff touching my body. By the time I got to the clinic, I was feeling pulsations in my pussy, and I was worried that when the doctor examines me down there, I might not be able to control myself. I arrived at the clinic at 8:30. And by the time I parked the car and walked to the entrance, it was right on 8:40, which was perfect timing. When I walked into the clinic, I was greeted by the same pretty receptionist that was there yesterday. I gave her my details once again, and she checked me in before handing me some forms to fill in. I sat down and started to fill in the forms. And besides the usual things like name, date of birth, and address, etc., they were also requesting some very personal information. I had to put down things like if my hymen was still intact, when was my last orgasm, when was the last time I had sex with a male, if so, did he ejaculate inside me, how long have I been a lesbian, and am I in a relationship with a woman at present? I thought to myself that this is extremely personal, but I shrugged it off because, after all, I guess it wasn't called the lesbian clinic for nothing. After filling in the forms, I returned them to the receptionist, who then quickly scanned the form, then looked at me with a sly smile and a raised eyebrow. She then told me to take a seat and that someone would call me soon. I sat down and looked around the waiting room, and there were 8 others waiting to see a doctor. Then, as I looked at the other women, I realized that they were most likely all lesbians, and I could feel a rush of blood race to my pussy when I saw a very attractive woman eyeing me off. I just looked back at her and smiled while trying not to blush. Then, after about 5 minutes, a lovely young nurse appeared and called my name. She introduced herself as Nurse Jane and said, "I'll be looking after you today during most of your examination." I stood up and followed her into the examination area of the clinic. She was wearing a white nurse's uniform that hugged her slim figure very well, and I delighted in watching her ass as it swayed side to side as she walked. She looked so sexy. Once inside, I could hear what sounded like sexual moans of multiple women as I followed this gorgeous nurse down the corridor. She led me into an examination room and motioned for me to take a seat on one of the chairs that was against the wall, and that she would be back in a minute. I sat down as Nurse Jane left the room, and when I looked around, I could see a set of scales near the opposite wall. Next to it was a cupboard with a sink built into it. In the far corner, there was a mobile computer on a stand with wheels, and up on the wall opposite the foot of the examination bench was a large screen TV and a DVD player attached to the underside of it. I wondered why there would be a TV in an examination room, but I remembered that this is no ordinary clinic. I looked at the examination bench that was in the center of the room, and I suddenly felt a tingle between my legs as I realized that there must have been hundreds of naked lesbian pussies being examined there over the years. Nurse Jane soon returned, carrying a small case, and after placing it on the bench next to the sink, she asked me to step on the scale so she could take my weight. After she entered my weight into the computer, she instructed me to take off all my clothes in preparation for the exam. Instead of leaving the room, the nurse just stood there and watched me get undressed, which was fine with me. I felt very bold and confident, and instead of turning away, I stood facing the young nurse as I stripped off. It really turned me on to be getting naked in front of such a gorgeous young woman, and to see her reaction when I exposed my privates. Her eyes lit up and her mouth opened slightly when I removed my bra and exposed a set of shapely C-cup breasts. My nipples are pink and they are becoming harder by the second, not only due to the rush of cooler air hitting them, but also because of the reaction from the lovely nurse who was now gazing at them. Then I slowly unzipped my skirt as I stared at Nurse Jane's pretty face. And when I straightened up after pulling my skirt down and letting it drop to the floor, I heard her let out a gasp as she saw that I was wearing sexy lingerie-type panties. She smiled and said, "Oh, wow, someone has dressed up for the occasion, but please allow me." With that, she came almost running over and knelt before me. She then put her hands on each side of my hips and hooked her fingers into the waistband of my panties, all the while looking up at me with a naughty grin and lust in her eyes. I was breathing harder and felt my whole body quivering as she slowly pulled my panties down. She even flattened her hands as she moved them down with the panties, so she could feel my slender legs on the way. I stepped out of them, and as Nurse Jane gazed up at my pubic bush, I had to use all my willpower to stop myself from grabbing her lovely hair and shoving her face in my hairy mound. Then Nurse Jane stood up with my panties in hand and went to the cupboard and fetched a small plastic bag that she then stuffed the soil panties into. She said these need to go to the lab for testing. Next, she instructed me to get up onto the examination bench and lie back. And once I was in position, she covered me with a blanket. Then she extended some stirrups that were on each side at the front end of the bench. She told me to scoot forward and put my feet in them. And when I did, I felt so vulnerable. My legs were open, and my naked cunt was now on full display to anyone who looked my way from the front of the bench. Then Nurse Jane pulled out what looked like a thermometer and told me to spread my knees a little more so that she could insert the thermometer into my vagina. I said, "What do you mean? Why do you want to insert the thermometer inside me? Isn't it supposed to go in my mouth or under my arm?" She told me that it's much more accurate if it's inserted into the vagina. This still seemed weird to me, but I went along with it anyways. And besides, I will enjoy the thrill of having a pretty nurse touching me down there. I spread my knees as instructed to give her access to my snatch. She said, "This may be a bit cold, so I'll warm it up for you." To my surprise, she stuck the thermometer into her mouth for about a half minute to warm it up. She then reached between my legs and proceeded to insert the thermometer into my moistened slit. I twitched a little due to the intrusion of the instrument, but also because I was getting sexually aroused. After about 30 seconds, she pulled the thermometer out of me and turned away to read my temperature. But before she put it back into the instrument tray, I could swear I saw her put it in her mouth for a few seconds. She then said, "98 degrees, perfect," as she typed it into the computer. Next, she told me she was going to take my pulse. She said, "This is going to seem a little strange, but studies have shown that the best way to get an accurate pulse reading from a woman is to insert a finger into her vagina and time the pulsations of the vaginal walls." She told me to relax as she reached between my legs once again and inserted her long middle finger up my cunt. She said, "Your vagina is very tight, but my finger had no trouble slipping right in because you are lubricating very well." At this point, I let out a soft moan as the nurse proceeded to move her finger in and out like she was finger fucking me. My pussy was getting wetter by the second, and I must say that I was enjoying having a pretty nurse fingering me like this. To my disappointment, she removed her finger, and I heard her say, "Pulse 100, as she entered the information into the computer. After that, Nurse Jane told me that before the doctor could examine me properly, they needed to know that I am a true lesbian. She said, "I will now connect some probes to your breasts and vagina. Then I will play a video on the TV and monitor your reactions." Nurse Jane then opened up the case that she had placed on the bench earlier and pulled out some equipment. There were attachments and a lot of wires, and after she got it all sorted out, she then started attaching the probes. There were two specially designed probes for my nipples, and a long cylindrical probe that looked more like a dildo for my vagina. The probes for my nipples had some adhesive so they would stick to my tits, and as the nurse attached them, I could feel my nipples becoming even harder. Then, when Nurse Jane inserted the probe into my cunt, I let out a loud moan because the penetration was a little overwhelming, and the sexual stimulation was so intense. The probe was at least 10 inches long and as thick as a cucumber. She had to move it in and out to get the whole thing covered in my pussy juice. Eventually, she was able to get the whole 10 inches deep inside me, which made me feel so full and so sexy. Then Nurse Jane grabbed the other ends of the wires from the probes and plugged them into the back of the computer. She then started a program running and I could see a live graph appear that showed three lines of data that I assumed were from the three probes that were attached to me. She then fumbled around inside the case where the equipment was and pulled out a disc, which she then inserted into the player. She turned on the TV and told me to lay back and enjoy the show before pressing the play button on the DVD player and turning off the lights. She told me she will come back in about 20 minutes to get the results. So as I lie there, naked, under the blanket with my legs spread wide, a long probe sticking out of my cunt, and my nipples throbbing from the probes attached to them, I thought to myself, this is all making me so horny, and if this keeps up, I'm going to ravage that hot little nurse. The video finally started, and the first thing that came on was a sex scene between a man and a pretty brunette woman. It was a conventional sex scene that showed them fucking in three different positions. I was getting a little turned on by it, but after a while, it got a little boring for me. Then, as the video progressed, a second woman entered the scene, a gorgeous blonde who then started kissing the other woman. It looked so beautiful to me as the two women kissed passionately, and I could feel the heat in my pussy begin to rise. Then the guy in the movie broke the two women apart and started shoving his dick in their mouths. I felt disappointed when I saw this, as I really wanted to keep watching the two women going at it. Then, to my delight, the blonde told the guy to fuck off, and after he left, the two women started making love with each other again. My heart started racing as I watched these two gorgeous lesbians get it on. When they started kissing again, I let out a loud moan as my pussy started pulsating. Then the brunette laid down on her back while the blonde sat on her face and ground her cunt into the other woman's mouth. The blonde was moaning louder and louder as she approached orgasm. Then the camera went in for a close-up, and I could see the pussy juice oozing out of the blonde as the brunette lapped it up. They kissed again, and then the blonde told the brunette to lay back and spread her legs. The blonde then licked her middle finger, and as she looked the brunette in the eyes, she inserted her slippery finger into her cunt. She stuck it in so deep and twisted around in a screwing action. Then she started kissing the other woman passionately. And when the blonde found the brunette's G-spot, she came so hard that she spurted her juice all over the blonde's hand. It was so fucking sexy to watch that I came without even touching myself. The video ended with the two women just lying in each other's arms while caressing each other's perfect bodies and telling each other how beautiful they were. It was so lovely and so romantic to see two beautiful women loving each other in such a sensual way. Then, a couple of minutes after the video had ended, Nurse Jane returned and saw that I was breathing heavily and that I was sweating a little. She said, "Oh, wow, it looks like someone has enjoyed themselves a little too much." I smiled at her and said, "Yes, some parts of that video really turned me on." She then leaned over my body to take the probes off my tits. And as she did this, I couldn't resist any longer. I put my hands around the back of her neck and pulled her to me. I opened my mouth and pulled her lovely soft lips to mine. She didn't resist at all and willingly started kissing me back. I stuck my tongue down her throat and wildly made out with her for about 5 minutes. Then she broke off our kiss and said, "We'd better stop now because the doctor will be in shortly." I reluctantly let her go and tried to compose myself, But it was hard after watching the video and making out with a very attractive nurse. Nurse Jane then left the room and told me the doctor would be with me shortly. Chapter 3, The Appointment, Part 2. There was a faint knock on the door, so I yelled, "Come in!" The door opened slowly, and a figure appeared in the doorway. A figure of a woman so beautiful that I had to shake my head and rub my eyes to make sure what I was seeing was not a hallucination. Her hair was wavy and looked like it was made from pure gold strands that seemed to sparkle in the light. Her eyes were like crystal. They were so clear and intricate, and the color was as blue as the sky on a hot summer's day. Her face was absolutely breathtaking. She has a very cute, upturned little nose, gorgeous red lips. Her skin was so deliciously smooth that it made me salivate at the thought of kissing and licking it all over. She was wearing a white doctor's coat, so I couldn't see much of her body, but she was tall and slim. As I sat there on the examination bench with my jaw almost on the floor at the sight of this lovely woman, she said, "Hi, I'm Dr. Natalia Solovia, and you must be Sylvia." I nodded my reply because my mind was not operating properly as I continued to be mesmerized by the sight of this gorgeous lesbian doctor. Then she spoke again and said, "We have carefully examined the results from your test with the probes and the video, and now I will explain what the test revealed." When the first scene came on, showing the man and woman having sex, we noticed that you were partially aroused sexually. This did concern us somewhat, but when the blonde woman appeared and started kissing the brunette, all the sexual stimulation readings from the probes increased dramatically. This is good. Then, when the male tried to separate the two women, your arousal subsided considerably, which is also good. Then, towards the end, when the blonde told the guy to fuck off and then went back to having hot, crazy sex with the other woman, your readings went off the chart. Also, the probe that was inserted into your vagina has built-in sensors that determine if there is any semen inside you. The scan for semen came back negative, which we were very happy about. Therefore, it is my absolute pleasure to inform you that you have passed the test, and we believe you are a true lesbian. We will be presenting you with a membership card before you leave today, so you won't have to be tested on return visits. "That's wonderful news," I exclaimed, then asked the doctor, "What happens next?" Dr. Solovia told me that her team will now begin to give me a full medical examination. She said, "We'll start by examining your breasts for cancer." I asked her if I was going to have a mammogram, but she said, "No, we have better, more pleasurable ways to screen for breast cancer." I asked how they were going to test me, and the doctor told me to relax and that I will enjoy it. Then the door opened, and Nurse Jane came in holding a bottle of baby oil. She put the bottle on the bench next to the sink and then grabbed my blanket and pushed it to the side. Then she grabbed the bottle of baby oil and started squirting it on my breasts. At the same time, the doctor pulled up a chair and was sitting at the end of the bench, looking straight at my gaping wet cunt. I thought I heard her say in a whisper, "This is breathtakingly beautiful." The nurse started massaging the oil into my breasts and used her fingers to squeeze my tits to check for lumps. Then the doctor told me that she was going to check my vagina for any abnormalities. She told me that she was an expert in being able to taste a woman's pussy and determine if something was wrong. Suddenly, I felt breath on my pubic hair, and then seconds later, I felt her tongue on my clit. I started moaning loudly as I got more and more aroused by the two women who were examining me. The nurse was now pinching my nipples with her thumbs and forefingers, which made me jump a little. Then I tilted my head up so I could see the gorgeous blonde lesbian doctor eating my cunt. And when I saw her and how pretty she looked with her head buried between my legs, I started thrusting my hips up and down. Dr. Solovia was now thrusting her tongue deep inside my pussy, and I was approaching my climax. The lovely Nurse Jane bent down and kissed me passionately. When she stuck her tongue deep into my throat, I couldn't take any more. I started screaming in ecstasy as a powerful orgasm flooded through my entire body. Then the doctor stood up from between my legs and moved up so we were face to face. I can't believe that this gorgeous woman was just eating me out. How can anyone be so beautiful and so sexy, I wondered. Then she looked me in the eyes and slowly moved her head down towards my face until our lips were so close that we could feel each other's breath flowing over our faces. Then she opened her mouth and moved in until our lips made contact. My cunt was immediately on fire at the mere touch of her amazing lips. I opened my mouth wide and French kissed her harder than I ever kissed anyone before. I was even more aroused when I tasted my own pussy cum on her soft lips. After about 5 minutes of passionate kissing, she pulled away and said, "You are very healthy, Sylvia. Your saliva and your pussy juice both taste wonderful, and my nurse didn't find any lumps on your breasts either. Now it's time to check your heart, and I think you will enjoy this, especially now that I know you are a true lesbian. To get your heart racing and under enough stress for the test, I'm going to fuck you with a huge strap-on dildo while Nurse Jane gives you some extra stimulation." I started smiling uncontrollably at that thought and said, "I would be honored to be fucked by such a beautiful woman as you, Dr. Solovia." Then they hooked me up to an ECG to monitor and record my heartbeat, which was already racing due to the excitement of knowing what was to come next. Nurse Jane then went and stood behind the doctor and reached around to unbutton her coat. My eyes nearly popped out of my head when Dr. Solovia's coat was removed. She only wore a bra underneath, plus a garter belt and stockings, but no panties. She had a perfect bush with thick blonde pubes, and she was so sexy with her perfect figure and long, slender legs. The nurse opened the case that she had carried in earlier and took out a large strap-on dildo that looked to be about 12 inches long and as thick as my wrist. She handed it to Dr. Solovia and helped her strap it on. The doctor whispered something to Nurse Jane, and I would find out soon enough what she said. The doctor then moved up to the end of the bench, and as she looked lovingly into my eyes, she took both my legs out of the stirrups and placed them over her shoulders. She grabbed the front of my upper thighs and moved her hips in until the tip of the dildo was rubbing on my gaping wet cunt. She started thrusting with very gentle strokes until she was about 6 inches inside me. She fucked that massive dildo in and out, and every time it went in, she got a little further inside me. Eventually, she had the whole thing buried deep inside me, It was so deep that the tip was touching my cervix every time she thrust into me. Then she started thrusting faster and harder, and I could feel another huge orgasm building. Then I suddenly looked up, and Nurse Jane had taken off her panties and was now holding her uniform as she squatted over my face. I wanted to eat her from the second I saw her today, and now I will get my chance. She lowered her cunt right onto my open mouth and started grinding herself into me. I lapped up the sweet lesbian nectar and continued to eat her out like there was no tomorrow. I could feel her legs stiffen and her pussy pulsate as she came all over my face. Then she climbed off me and bent down and started nibbling on my ear. She then started talking dirty to me and said, "Look at the beautiful woman who is fucking you. Look at her tits sway as she thrusts into you. You are a woman, and you're being fucked by another woman. That means you really are a lesbian. Yes, you are a cunt-eating lesbian, and you love it, don't you?" Then my whole body started spasming uncontrollably as I came and came until I fainted. After I came to, I was still a bit woozy from the huge orgasm I had, but I was eventually able to compose myself enough to wash my face and hands at the sink. The lovely doctor had left the room, but Nurse Jane was still there helping me. She told me that the results from the ECG showed that my heart was still functioning perfectly under the stress it was put through, so there's nothing to worry about there. As I was getting dressed, I asked Nurse Jane what happened to my panties. She said, "They're still at the lab being tested. Did someone ask you to bring a spare pair?" I told her they had, and I had just remembered that I had put them in my purse. I smiled at Nurse Jane and thanked her for all her help today. She told me that the pleasure was all hers and gave me a final kiss on the lips. I slipped into my fresh panties and finished getting dressed. Then Nurse Jane led me back to the waiting room and told me to see the receptionist on my way out to make an appointment for my next visit. When I approached the counter, the gorgeous receptionist smiled at me and congratulated me on being verified as a true lesbian. She then handed me my membership card, and when I looked at it, it had the words, "Verified Genuine Lesbian," written on the front. I put the membership card away, and after being given a calling card with my next appointment written on it, I walked out of the clinic and back to my car. I sat there for a few minutes just going over the things that had happened over the past 2 hours. Then I drove home and prepared a huge meal while thinking about the wonderful time I had and how I was going to encourage Paula to make an appointment at the lesbian clinic. I'm sure she will love it. The end.